This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Right now, we're joined by the former captain of Australia's ODI and T20 sides, Aaron Finch.
Our next guest used to feast out in the middle.
Oh! And Finch has gone six, six, and the biggest of the lot.
Boom!
Aaron Finch landing some big blows.
And also during the breaks.
At what point do you start thinking about lunch as a bathroom? Not what you're going to have, but just like getting...
Me personally? At about 8 a.m. after I've had my breakfast.
Please welcome Aaron Finch.
In fine form too, Finches.
Oh, you saw him on the weekend.
Yes, we had a great day, didn't we, at the F1?
We certainly did, mate. It was a great day out. Melbourne turned it on again.
I did. How was Lisa and her plus one?
Well, Lisa was much more enjoyable than JB was. He was in good form, though. Like I said, it was a great day out. It was the who's who all coming up to JB and wanting a piece of his time. Oh. So he was swanning around, the chest was shoulders back.
Come on,
Jim. Marriott Bonvoy Lounge?
Yes.
I didn't even know that existed. I'll be piling back in there, Finchie.
Yeah, I certainly will be. The weather turned it on again for the Grand Prix, and it was such a good event. I mean, especially with Verstappen crashing out and creating half a chance for everyone else.
Yeah. And plenty of photos on Instagram if you want to see it on Finchie. Gee, more photos there than Jack Crisp.
I've got no idea what that means.
No, he puts a lot up, that's all.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice photos, well done.
Now, we're going to get onto the racing, and we're going to get onto the fact that you're heading to India.
Yeah.
But what's going on with the WA? There's something in the water over there. They keep winning the Shield. They keep winning the Marsh Cup. They keep winning the bloody BBL. What's going on in the West?
Oh, they've had an amazing squad for a long time now, and I think with the young crop of players that are coming through, and like if you take into account Mitch Marsh, Cameron Green, Marcus Stoinis weren't there, Cameron Bancroft didn't play in the final, they've had a really consistent squad for the last 10 years, I guess, and now that's all coming together. They're three-peat in the Shield in the one-day comp. They're just playing brilliant cricket. They know how to win. We've seen that for quite a long time now, and they've become the benchmark. And I've got no doubt that in the near future, quite a few of their guys will get some more international opportunity.
And, of course, Ronnie McDonald's doing a great job with the Aussies, but if he ever needs any help or maybe someone to take over a tournament while he's away, Adam Voges can't be far off.
Voges?
No, I think he'd be well and truly in the conversation when Andrew decides to hang him up as the Australian coach. And like I said, he's done a wonderful job with the ODI World Cup, the World Test Championship as well. So, I mean, Australia's really blessed at the moment. We've got some great players who are in the side, and we've also got a really good run of players pushing selection in all forms of the game for Australia. And then Adam Voges, he'd be the standout, absolutely, for coaching, probably along with Michael Divinuto for the next Australian head coaching job.
Plenty of Aussies over in India too for the IPL. You're going over there, Finches.
Yeah, not to play anymore, unfortunately, Bill. It's a bit more of a grind on the commentary circuit. There's almost daily flights, but it's great fun. It's a wonderful event to be a part of. And I think for any sports lover, regardless of what sport it is, I think it should be a bucket list item to get to the IPL and experience it. It's truly something else. So it's just great to be a part of still.
You still get blown away by the crowds and just how fanatic they are, the supporters?
Every time you go there, it still blows you away. And I think probably the two places that come to mind when I think of the crowds is the Chennai Stadium when MS Dhoni's playing for the Chennai Super Kings. That is literally the loudest thing you'll ever experience in your life. It's like an AFL grand final every single day. And then the Bangalore Stadium when Virat Kohli walks out, that is just extraordinary. And just to be there and see it now as a commentator as opposed to a player when you're probably wrapped up in it a little bit much and you feel the emotion of the game as well. But when you get to sit back and watch it from the commentary box and take it all in without any nerves or anything going through your body or expectation, it's something else.
Finchie, I did that World Test Championship game at the Oval. And because it was Australia v India, there was high Indian representation in the commentary box.
Yes.
Ravi Shastri, Sunil Gavaskar, Dinesh Kartik.
Yeah.
So there's three or four big Indian names as part of the broadcast. Every time we tried to leave the compound, to leave the Oval, Finchie, to get back to the hotel, there were 3,000 or 4,000 Indian fans just waiting to see those four blokes.
Well, you should experience it in Mumbai when you try and get out of the car to go to Ravi's house to enjoy a nice bottle of wine or something after a night. It's something else, mate. And like you said, it just blows you away every time the pressure that Indian cricketers are under, but also even once they're retired, they still don't get to escape from it. And it's something to see. It's the passion of the Indian fans is mind-blowing as well. So the support that even as a touring Australian team or as an IPL player for a different franchise, you get to experience that. It's awesome.
Doesn't happen down in Geelong for Finchie?
Oh, it does. When I walk into Iberia Cafe, they go nuts, Bill.
Creamy.
The creamy. Now, speaking of that,
yes.
The Cats going okay, Finches. Of course, the Tomahawk, 350 games this weekend.
Oh, how big. It's unbelievable. I think the town feels different, as you know, Bill, when Geelong are playing well. And to see them start the year, they obviously decimated by injury last year off the back of a flag. So that was unfortunate. But how they've started is really positive. And the Tomahawk, there's not many bigger figures in the game, and he's been a wonderful servant of the club, and I think it'll be a big occasion for him.
All right, now I'm going to get this conversation started, then you and Fat can twang on about the Flemington Racing Spectacular.
Yes.
Draws to a close this Saturday with the TAB Australian Cup Day, featuring the $3 million Group 1 TAB Australian Cup, Finchie.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day. I think the weather's going to be 28 and sunny again, which will be perfect. And I think obviously Spring Carnival gets a lot of coverage, but I think autumn racing in Melbourne in particular is so underrated. It's probably as a fan and to get to the racetrack, it's a little bit less crowded, and the quality of racing is certainly there. So hopefully it'll be a great turnout again.
The final Group 1 held for the Autumn Carnival. It's 161 years old.
Yes.
First raced in 1863, the Australian Cup.
In Barwon.
Won by Barwon. Mm. Yes. Two horses in it, I think. Finchie, Mr. Brightside, I think he'll be the favourite, about $2.40. And then Pride of Jenny, who led him up and just led him the whole way and then kicked on the corner. And if you're on it, oh, come to Papa Pride of Jenny. Beautiful it was in the TAB there at the Cremorne. Nice. Do you have a little bet responsibly, Aaron?
Always very responsibly, as you know. I don't mind a little flutter, and my money will be well and truly on Mr. Brightside. I think it's probably the people's favourite now since Black Caviar and Winx. It's one that everyone seems to be on. And if I can get 240 for it, I might take that, Bill.
All right, yes. But it's a great day. Great day. Take the mates out there. As Finchie said, there's not 80,000 people there. You get a nice spot. There's parking, or get an Uber out there and get on it.
Speaking of the people's favourite.
Get in.
Finchie was for a long time.
He was.
Of course. And still then Maxie still is a big part of that. But young Jake Fraser-McGurk has got the sort of swag that I think you'd enjoy, Finchie.
I certainly do enjoy it. It probably reminds me of a young David Warner in the way that he has no fear whatsoever. He just goes out and takes it on, and I'm so rapt for him to get an opportunity to play in the IPL or be a part of the Delhi Capitals squad under Ricky Ponting, David Warner as well. So he's a super talent. He's somebody who will bring people through the gates for a long time. Much the same in the way that Glenn Maxwell does. They have an ability to do things on the cricket field that blow your mind, and there's not many people around the world who can do that. So I can't wait to see him get an opportunity in India, because I think that he'll dominate if the chance comes.
And we had a lovely day with your wife, Ames, who used to work with us here at the Rush Hour, and she especially liked how generous I was with my time, Finchie. I think she said she liked the fact that I said yes a lot to her request.
You would not.
Exactly right. That was a nice little clip you gave her on Monday or Tuesday, whenever it was. We were driving in the car, and she put that in the back of her memory bank. And she doesn't forget either.
She reckons I used to say no to everything.
Yeah, you did. You've had
and
never
you still
seen.
Do.
Yeah, he still does, exactly. Oh, they don't forget. They don't forget.
No, she's quality. She landed a good one there, Finchie.
Yes.
All right, mate, we'll let you go. We'll enjoy the Australian Cup, of course, but we'll also enjoy your commentary at the IPL.
Thanks very much, guys. Have a good day.
Australian cricketing legend Aaron Finch on the Rush Hour. Make sure you head to Flemington on Saturday for the TAB Australian Cup. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.